David, I repeat, CYQ.
This is XWY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee.
QR's up, Whiskey Yankee. This is Stephen Yankee. Two.
I heard somebody in there, and you went to a bad spot. Maybe I just moved my radio in the bad spot using a super short antenna, but just give it again. Try again. My name is Dave, D-A-V-E, and the call is November 6th, Whiskey Yankee.
Very good, Dave. My name here is Ron, Romeo Oscar November. Just on my way to the local Menards store to pick up some parts. Do a couple projects at work today. Looks like we're in for a decent day of weather, other than it's going to be 85 degrees here in the Lansing area.
Happened there, but I got that it's going to be 85 degrees in the Lansing area. You seem to be going in and out. You must be mobile. Well, you said you were. You're going up to Menards. I'm in Shelby Township. That's just a little bit north of Detroit, near Mount Clemens and Utica, those little cities. So, yeah, it's going to be about the same temperature here. I think. And we're going to make a thunderstorm this afternoon, but it's not certain.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing, too. It's like a 25% chance of a thunderstorm, so can't complain about that.
Hoping for a little rain so I don't have to use that expensive Detroit water to water my lawn. I will turn off the sprinklers if we get a little rain here. So I'm using a hotspot instead of going through the Mount Clemens repeater because of, it's just what I grabbed when I heard your call. My antenna is a super short, stubby antenna on my Anytone radio here, so I don't think I can get into the Mount Clemens repeater with this radio with that short antenna.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm running a QIT 9600 dual bander, present, running 45 watts into the Lansing repeater direct, and running a 5/8 wave up on the roof of the truck there with, I think it's a dual band antenna, Larson.
Really impressed with how well this system works. It's a great system, the MI5 system, if you want to call it that. But there's very little activity on it. I got 10 Michigan talk groups in my handy talk to hear. And I hear more on the Grandmaster talk groups than I hear on the 5152 talk groups.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I got into the digital end of this back in 2020. And for the first couple of years, everything was great, all kinds of people. And not so much now. It seems like when I get my truck, I always throw my call out there. Sometimes there's somebody here, and majority of the time there's not. So it was kind of surprising when you came back, Jimmy. But most part, I'm over on statewide too on this one, or over on just the local on the Lansing repeater.
Well, I think maybe the hotspots have took off some of the repeater traffic. But still, it's a shame to let the system go to waste. And I try to answer anybody I hear on it. So at least get a little bit of activity on here, and a little bit of activity sometimes generates more activity. Well, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm in the middle of doing my routine here. I just heard you throw your call out there, which I missed already. So I'm going to say 7-3s this time around and listen for your final. This is N6WY.
All right, Dave, very good. Yeah, we're just pulling in the Menards myself. Get some supplies for a couple jobs I got today. But
73, San 6W Westbury.
KBLIBT Mobile.
Good morning. This is Mike, KB8RVP.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? I mean, here's Ron, Romeo, Oscar, November. Over here in Lansing.
Okay, I'm over in Fenton. Working the day. Heard you throw your call up. Let you know somebody was listening here. I do remote IT support, and I'm installing some software, and the computer's doing a bunch of reboots, so I'm just sitting here waiting for it to finish.
There you go. Yeah, I got about half, maybe three-quarters of a day put in today, and then I'm done till Monday. I went to Carson City for a couple days, then I'm back to the UP, up on Lake Superior, getting a pitch of rocks for 2 days.
Oh, very good. Yeah, we were up that way not too long ago. My in-laws have a place up in Newberry. Needs a lot of work, so we went up, and my brother-in-law's been going up whenever he gets a chance to do work on it. This weekend, actually today, after work, we're going to be heading up to Traverse City for a few days, stay with my brother and sister-in-law. Friday, I have to work, so I'm taking my computer equipment with me. My brother's got to work, so we're going to work, and the girls can find something to do Friday until we get done working, and then we're going to head back sometime Sunday.
Sounds like a plan. And I'm going to bring my hotspot. I'm singing in some cabins up there, going up to my brother's memorial on Saturday. But I'm sure I'm going to be bored at one point or another, so I'm going to bring my little hotspot and my pie star with me and have some fun.
Heck yeah. Well, good luck with the memorial. Hope that goes well. Yeah, the only problem we had when we were up there is the black flies were crazy. Between the black flies and then about dusk, the mosquitoes would come out. It was a little rough. They're just outside of Newberry, about a mile outside of town, and my wife was painting the foundation, and she had about 30 bites on her arms and elbows. And it took a couple of weeks before all the itchiness went away, so she's not looking forward to going back up there during black fly season. Hopefully they came down this time of year, or at least by July. I don't know.
Let's see. Well, I lived in Grand Marais for 18 years, and we even use it on our dogs. It's Skin So Soft in water, made by Avon. It works. Keeps the black flies and mosquitoes away.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, he goes up there all the time, and he didn't tell us to bring any long-sleeve shirts, so we're out there in shorts and short-sleeve shirts, working inside, working outside, and when you were outside, boy, those black flies are something else. So Skin So Soft and water, we'll definitely have to try that.
You know, if you can't find the actual Skin So Soft water, just get the Skin So Soft and dilute it 50-50. You'll smell pretty, but you know what? The black flies and mosquitoes will stay away from you. Yeah, my understanding is right now in Grand Marais, the next 4 days, the high is supposed to be like 64, 65 degrees.
Yeah, I'm looking up Newberry, and it's showing 76 today, 70 for high Friday with a chance of storms, 73 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday, and it shows a chance of rain each day. I guess the only good thing, I mean, I keep track on the weather up in Newberry. They've had a lot of rain this year, and so has Canada, which has helped out a lot compared to last year with all those wildfires that were going on and the drought that they were having. They had a few starting out in the spring, and then it's seems like it's been okay. Definitely a good thing. Last year it was crazy with all the smoke. most of the summer I didn't see any blue skies. It was all kind of a whitish gray sky, even on clear days. So this is definitely welcome.
Yep, that's for sure. Yeah, Grand Marais sits right on Lake Superior. So compared to Newberry, it's always about 10 degrees cooler. Right on the Lake Superior like that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I've been up to Whitefish Point before. And my wife and I went up, I don't know how long ago it was, 12 years ago or something, we went over to Mewiscine and went on the Pictured Rock Tour. That's definitely a lot of fun. We went on the sunset cruise, so the sun was over in the west, so it was really shining on the rock face there, and it was really cool. So I hope you have a good time. I'm going to get back to it. Safe travels, and we'll listen out for your final. KBRVP.
All right. Very good. Talk to you later, Mike. And just about to my destination, my first job. Yeah, like 3 or 4 today. Just left Menards, and I'll hit my first job. So get these things done and out of here. Have a good weekend. This is KBRVP.
Hey, one quick question. What radio are you on? Probably some of the best audio I've heard on DMR.
Oh, thank you. It's a TYT 9600 dual bander. Believe it or not, I don't have anything programmed in VHF. Stock mic and runs 5, 15, and 45. And I think I'm running 15 watts right now.
Yeah, a lot of the people I've talked to, at least on my radio, I've got a high-tier, a handheld. And the audio, if you have a group of people, it varies so much. One person's blasting your ears off, and the other person you can't hardly hear, and it's just all over the place. So just back and forth with you, it sounded really nice and even keel. All right, 7-3, KB, RVP player.
All right, have a good one. KBWP.